Chazor zeichen nish bachach etzach shagam yuhu mesechem nuachav taf kuf gimel. Zok the mission, someone promises to bring a mincha of barley, he has to bring a mincha of wheat. If he promises to bring a mincha of kemach, which is regular flour, he still has to bring a mincha of soilus, which is fine flour. If he promises to bring a mincha without oil levoina, he has to bring a mincha with the oil in levoina. If he promises to bring a half yisarin, he has to bring a full yisarin. If he promises to bring one and a half yisarin, he has to bring two yisarin. Rav Shimon says the person who promises in any of these ways will be potter from having to bring a mincha because he has not promised to bring something that is normally brought. In fact, why don't we view the second part of his statement as a retraction of his promise to bring the carbon, since he knows that mincha can't be brought, as he states in the second part of statement, so we should view it as a retraction of its promise to bring a mincha. After the Mar Chizkiya said the Mishnah follows Beishami, you say that when a person makes a contradictory statement, we follow the first part of the statement. Yochanan said the Mishnah can even follow Beishami because the Mishnah is talking about a case where the person had then said, had I known that I have to bring the mincha of wheat or soilus, I would have promised to do so. Chizkiya said the Tanakhama only says it's a valid promise when he promised to bring a mincha of barley, since there's a concept of mincha being brought from barley, even though not a normal nedava. But a promise to bring a mincha of lentils would not be a valid promise, and he would not create an obligation. Shekhtimor, Chizkiya explained the Mishnah is following Beishami. The reason Beishami is that we follow the first part of the statement. If so, why would it make a difference whether he says barley or lentils? And Mar Chizkiya retracted his answer that the Mishnah follows Beishamai. Rav explained the reason he retracted is because the Mishnah gave the example of where he promised to bring a mincha of barley. Why didn't he give an example where he promised to bring a mincha of lentils, which would be a bigger chiddush? It must be the Mishnah specifically gave the example of barley, because it's only in that case where the person can have made a mistake and thought that a promise can be made to bring a mincha of barley. However, you can't make a mistake to think that you can bring a mincha of lentils, and therefore in that case he would not be obligated to bring a mincha. Rav Yechon said that Hanukama even says it's a valid promise when he promised to bring a mincha of lentils. Rabbi Yechon explained the Mishnah follows Beis Hillel. According to them, the reason the promise is effective because the person mistakenly thought that he allowed to bring a mincha of barley. That thought process does not apply to a mincha of lentils, so why would that statement create an obligation? Rabbi Yechon made the statement according to Chizkiya. He was saying to Chizkiya, why do you retract the opinion that the Mishnah follows Beis Shammai? It's because the Mishnah didn't give the example of lentils. Maybe the Mishnah didn't give the example of lentils because that's actually the more obvious case. If he promises to bring a mincha of lentils, we would say to follow only the first part of the statement, because saying he wants to bring a mincha of lentils is clearly an attempt to retract his promise, which Beishamai say he can't do because we follow the first part of his statement. However, when he promises to bring barley, it's more possible to say that he's making an honest mistake and was not trying to retract his promise, and as therefore it's not two separate statements but that are to be divided. The Mishnah is teaching that even in that case we say we divide the statement and only give effect to the first part of the statement. Ze'iri said the promise obligates him to bring a mincha of wheat only when he promised to bring a mincha minhas se'oirim. We would view that as two statements that can be divided. However, if he promised to bring a minchas se'oirim, or just se'oirim, then the statement can't be divided and he would not be obligated to bring a mincha. Ve'akmar of Nachman repeated this, and Rav said to him, the Mishnah then gives the case of a promise to bring kemach and says that he would have to bring soilus. The Mishnah makes no mention of him saying the word mincha and still says it creates an obligation. If it's more, the Mishnah refers back to the first case, it means that he made a mention of mincha over there as well. Ve'akmar, the Mishnah then gives an example of without oil and levoina and says he would have to bring with oil and levoina. Again, there's no mention of mincha and still creates an obligation. Again, the Mishnah says the Mishnah refers back to the first case and it refers to where there was a mention of mincha. In fact, the Mishnah then gives the example of a promise to bring a half yisarin and says he has to bring a full yisarin. The Mishnah makes no mention of the word mincha and still creates an obligation. Again, the Gemara says it refers back to the first case and there was a mention of the word mincha. In fact, if so, the last case in the Mishnah would be where he promised to bring a mincha of an yisarin and a half. In that case, we would view the phrase a mincha of an yisarin as obligating him to bring a regular mincha, and the remaining word a half yisarin should be viewed as not creating an obligation at all. So why does the Mishnah say he has to bring two yisarin? And for the Gemara, the case is where he promised to bring a mincha of a half yisarin and an yisarin. When he says a mincha, he becomes obligated to bring a mincha of an yisarin. The words half yisarin create no obligation. The word an yisarin, when he says afterwards, created an obligation for a second yisarin. That's why he has to bring two yisarin. In fact, if this is the way to understand the Mishnah, why does Rav Shimon argue and say there's no obligation because he has not donated in the way that people donate? Since the Mishnah follows Beis Shammai, who only look at the first part of each statement, he has obligated himself in the way that people obligate themselves. And for tomorrow, Rav said Rav Shimon follows the view of Rav Yossi, who says that we also look at the end of a person's statement and give effect to it as well. Zuck, the next Mishnah, a person may donate a mincha of up to 60 yisarin and bring it all in one keli. If he promises to donate a mincha of 61 yisarin, he brings 60 yisarin in one keli and one yisarin in a second keli. We find that the Tzibah brings a mincha of 61 yisarin on the first day of Sukkot that falls on Shabbos. It's therefore fitting that an individual can only bring a maximum of one yisarin less than the largest mincha of the Tzibah. Rav Shimon said, the 61 yisarin brought by the Tzibah is a combination of yisarin offered with different parim with different lambs. The yisarin for the different karbonos are not mixed together, so why would this serve as the basis for the maximum amount of yisarin that can brought in one keli? Rather, the reason that only 60 yisarin can be brought in one keli is that up to 60 yisarin, the oil and flour are capable of being mixed, whereas if there's more than 60 yisarin, the oil and flour are not capable of being mixed properly. The Rabbanan said to him, can it really be that the 60 can be effectively mixed, but 61 cannot? They're so close. Rav Shimon said, yeah, all measurements that are abundant like that. They give an exact measurement. For example, 40 saw, we say a person can tovel himself. But 40 saw, pachas kortov, we say a person can't be tovel himself. Zakti Gemara was asked in front of Yehuda Bar Yiloi, how do we know that when a person promises to bring a mincha of 60 61 Yisarim, you bring 61 keli and one in another keli. Rav Yehuda bar Rav Lo, you said, we find that the tzibur brings a mincha of 61 Yisarim the first day of Sukkot that falls on Shabbos. If it's therefore fitting, then an individual can only bring a maximum of one less than the largest mincha of the tzibur. Rav Shimon said, the 61 Yisarim brought by the tzibur is a combination of Yisarim offered for different parim and rams, with different lambs, and which have different thicknesses to them, meaning the amount of oil per Yisarim of flour is different from the different animals, and which are mixed at different times of the day, depending on the carbon, and therefore are not mixed together. So why would this serve as the basis for the maximum amount of Yisarim? They can burn one keli. He said to Rav Shimon, you tell us the reason then. Rav Shimon said, the Torah says you bring a mincha that could be mixed. 60 Yisarim can be mixed, 61 cannot be properly mixed with the oil. Rav Yehuda said to him, could it really be 60 could be mixed, 61 not? Rav Shimon said, yeah, all the measures are done like that. They give an exact measure. For example, 40 saw a person can be titled himself, we said, Rabban, and say, but 40 less a quarter, they can't be titled themselves. Food, food kebeya is subject to food tumma. If it's smaller, mamish by one sesame seed, it would not be. A cloth that's 3x3 tvachim could become tummy medras. 3x3 less one thread, it does not become tummy medras. Why is it problematic if it can't be mixed? A Mishnah says that oil and flour that were not mixed are still kosher. The famous Teretz, Rav Zeira, says if a mincha is fit to be mixed, mixing is not essential. But if it's not fixed to be mixed, then the mixing is essential. Zakmar Vaiter, Rabbi Ben, the name of Rabbi Shuban Levi, said it once happened that a mule of Rabbi died and the Rabbanan measured the blood to see if there was a revius of dam, in which case it would give off tuma. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna asked, a Bryce says that Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Shuban Beseir testified that blood of an Avela is tar. And Rabbi Shuban Beseir cited an incident where the people going up by the regal walked through the blood of the Avela and the Chacham did not stop them from entering the base of Middash complex. Rav Bibi remained silent. Rav Zuka said to him, why didn't you answer? So Rav Bibi explained, I couldn't answer. He said he was not financially stable and therefore didn't have the presence of mind to answer. What's the answer that seems to the seeming contradiction of the Braisa? And tomorrow, Rabbi Yosef said, Rabbi Yehuda was the Paisik for the Nasi for the house of Rabbi, and it was therefore he who paskin that a revius of blood would be Tomei. He follows his own view elsewhere in the Braisa where he says, the Beis Hillel hold that the blood of Novela is Tomei.